Hi, everybody, and welcome back to another On The Hoof bite-sized political podcast. So thank you very much for your continued support here off the channel. Suffice to say, if you really enjoy it, hit the heart button on your phone. Let me know you've enjoyed what we're talking about. And if you want to, of course, support the platform, you can do that in a couple of different ways. You can become a patron off this channel for less than half a cup of coffee in the month. Maybe you'd like to do that. Alternatively, you may want to show your support for your on-jab status and buy a pure blood badge. The links are down below. Anyway, whichever way, you're very welcome here. And let's talk about the laughably useless Priti Patel, the Home Secretary. You know, there was a time, a couple of years ago, 2 or 3 years ago, where she seemed okay. I liked her. She seemed, you know, sort of Thatcherist, Thatcher-like rather, pretty strong-minded. Pretty solid, sort of person you could trust. What a fool I was. Of course, you can't trust her further than you can see her. And by way of making the point, I wanted to talk to you about, did you see the absolute nonsense from her when it came to how she apparently has instructed the BBC that they shouldn't use the word migrant because it's dehumanizing language. So yes, she's going to ask the BBC and other media outlets to reflect on language after claims that the term migrant is dehumanizing. Got that? It's dehumanizing. She made these claims after being challenged by the SNP's Brendan O'Hara during a debate in the Commons a few days back. That's when 27 people died whilst trying to illegally sneak into the UK. And you see, look, that tells you all you need to know. Her concern is to use the right language to describe those who illegally seek to enter the UK. She doesn't want to use the word migrants because it's dehumanising. Well, what language is she going to come up with then? You know, undocumented arrivals, is that what it's going to be? Is that going to be the new terminology? Something, or, you know, yet to be British citizens? Is that what it's going to be? What other terms will she come up with to describe the fact, to get around the fact that these people are illegally entering the United Kingdom? So illegal lawbreakers then, maybe try that one. If you want Priti Patel, or is it dehumanizing to call people who break the law lawbreakers? What do you think? Would that be too dehumanizing? And migrants, well, they are migrants. Well, they're also welfare enthusiasts, aren't they? Because why are they coming here in the first place? For the welfare, for the fact that they know that we've got a soft government that doesn't care to protect our borders, and therefore, rather than looking after the interests of British people and stopping all of this in the bud, Priti Patel and those around her are thinking up different terms to describe them. That's how laughable it is. At the same time as Border Force say they don't want to stop these people coming across the channel. So what we're witnessing in real time is the absolute collapse of the British borders. We don't have a border anymore, certainly with the continent when it comes to people coming across the channel. It's not there anymore. Get in your dinghy, and across you come. You'll be welcomed with warm arms, given a warm meal, put up in a nice hotel, given free food and a life on welfare if you fancy it. And even better, you don't have to integrate into the British way of life. If you want to know why they come, that's exactly why they come. They come because we are such a pathetic soft touch. And that's because I think, and I know it's just my view, I think our government actually wants them here. I think this government's very happy to see this already crowded country filled up even more. As I said to you in a previous podcast, I am actually recording this in England at the moment. And one of the things that strikes me is that England is getting more and more crowded. I lived in England a large number of years ago, and it was crowded then. I can only imagine what it's like now. But I did hear an interesting stat, which I believe to be true, and it's this, that for every 18 migrants that enter the UK from our southern borders, 17 of them are sent to the north of England. and about one of them, one out of 18, stays in the south. Now, you know, I have every reason to believe that is a reasonably realistic figure. So we are essentially filling up the north of England with people from foreign countries, some of whom hate our culture and hate our people, but love the welfare, love the weakness of the government, and love the fact that we're not prepared to say no to them. So as I say, rather than figuring out how do I turn around every boat, Priti Patel's working out how do I figure out the right way to describe these people, these lawbreakers crossing the English Channel. Apparently the word migrant hurts their feelings. So the BBC, I'm sure, will find different terms to describe these people. And in that way, yet again, the UK can be seen to be essentially a laughingstock when it comes to protecting its own borders, which should be one of the key metrics of a decent government. We clearly don't have that. Thank you so much for listening. Catch up with you soon.